No Plan. A Viking's Tumblr Fic by Waldorf. Read by Calicaria. From a prompt by Anon. Ragnar and Lagertha are models, and Athelstan is the lowly photographer's assistant who is in way over his head. It's one of those really high fashion artsy shoots. Since Thor came out, Norse gods are all the rage, so people are trying to bring back Vikings as a thing. Well, kind of. This mostly seems to be shot in Norway, and that's as far as it's going, but maybe they'll do something in Photoshop with it? Athelstan isn't actually supposed to be working this shoot. He's supposed to be home, celebrating Easter with his family, not here in fucking Norway. Lagertha, no last name, like Madonna and Cher, apparently, is in leather. A lot of really, really strategic leather. Ragnar Lothbrok is wearing pretty much nothing. Haraldsson likes to do that on his shoots, invert the whole naked woman clothed man thing. So far, Lagertha has used her $3,000 belt as a leash to pull Ragnar's very, very willing face to her groin. They're both models, so they're beautiful, but they're also hot. Which, it's weird, Athelstan knows, but beautiful doesn't mean hot. Things that are beautiful should be appreciated, not had sex with. He's been working his way up the ladder of the fashion industry since he graduated from high school, a lot of it through sheer stupid luck, and a lot of it because he can work with models without getting an erection or hitting on them. Apparently, that's a prized and infinitely rare commodity. So, it figures that on the biggest shoot of his life, one that could launch him into an individual career, he has sweaty palms and is half erect in his pants. Blast. Look at those. Haraldsson snaps at him and hands Athelstan his pad. Athelstan swipes through the rough shots and sees immediately what he means. There is chemistry between Lagertha and Ragnar. No one is arguing that. But there is a huge disconnect between what Athelstan is seeing in person and what the camera is getting. Yeah, Athelstan agrees. It's shit. Haraldsson rages. Utter fucking shit. You two are supposed to...
Maybe it's you,
Lagertha suggests, no pretense at sweetness in her voice. She lifts a pale eyebrow, eyes fierce behind the artfully warlike makeup. Her hand is on Ragnar's clavicle, and he's still kneeling beside her, watching her with a small smile. Athelstan takes the shot.
I have photographed,
Haraldsson starts.
The same shit over and over,
Lagertha agrees, and her hand is moving, drifting up Ragnar's face and into his wrecked hair, pulling back to make him bare his neck, and Athelstan keeps taking the shot. The way Ragnar's eyes flutter closed, eyelashes soft against his cheeks, the way she's all hard angles and strong lines, and he's rounded, pliant and beautiful. They're beautiful together.
What do you have?
Ragnar asks. And it takes a second for Athelstan to realize he's talking to him.
He's my assistant,
Haraldsson dismisses, but Ragnar is suddenly in Athelstan's space, tall and strong and perfectly cut. Perfectly...
perfect. Show me what you have, he says,
and Athelstan does, bringing the images up. Ragnar's hand is hot on the back of Athelstan's neck, crowding into him, and Athelstan can't breathe.
You do it,
he says, and Haraldsson is gone, stormed into a trailer.
Oh, okay?
Athelstan agrees, glancing back at everyone. If this goes well, then they're not out a day of setting up and working with nothing to show for it.
What's the worst that could happen?
Michael, the lead makeup artist, asks, shrugging a shoulder.
Go at it.
So he does. He takes picture after picture of Lagertha in beautiful gowns and impossible couture. He takes pictures of her using Ragnar as a prop, and he takes pictures of Ragnar worshipping her for it.
The next day, he gets to the location with Haraldsson's coffee, only to find that Haraldsson has apparently abandoned the chute, and Ragnar is wearing beautiful, beautiful suits that fit him like a dream, and in the morning they just take shots of him. When they break for lunch, they'll just take shots of Lagertha, and Athelstan's not sure what they're going to do tomorrow, but the site is booked for 3 days.
He's easy,
Lagertha observes. She's in skinny jeans and a puffy down jacket. Her hat looks like something a Russian czar would have worn.
Yes, he makes getting a good photo simple, Athelstan agrees.
Sure, she says. Let's pretend that's what I meant. He glances at her, and she's smirking at him, but models. It's nothing. It's fine. She sits in his chair while he takes pictures of the way the trousers strain against Ragnar's thighs, the way the jacket sits across his shoulders.
You should come to the hotel tonight, she decides, while he's looking over the pictures he just took.
He thinks they're good, all of them. He thinks the client will be pleased with the subtle threat of violence that seems to hover over Ragnar in all of these morning's pictures.
He was good to work with, in a fine mood, but it's there in his fingers and in his eyes, a promise of reckoning.
I have to work, he said, distracted.
Mm-hmm?
Ragnar asks, grabbing his own jacket and putting it on, blowing on his fingers. It is freezing. March in Norway. This shoot should have been in July.
Athelstan is going to come over tonight,
Lagertha tells him, beaming at him, and he kisses her cheek absently.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he's going to let us take pictures of him, she agrees, and Athelstan turns around to say that no, that's not happening. He doesn't like his picture being taken. He's pale and he's skinny and his hair is too dark and he looks like some kind of vampire with a wasting disease. He's not going to their hotel room because he spent last night jerking off furiously, wondering if Lagertha rode Ragnar as hard as she made it look like she did during that day's shoot. Wondering if makeup would be able to hide the bruises on Ragnar's neck. He doesn't need to see the place where they... He's trying really hard to maintain his professionalism. This is important. He can't... He just can't. He starts, and Ragnar smiles and leans into him again.
You'll enjoy it,
he promises, breath hot against Athelstan's cheek, and Athelstan nods, helpless. At the end of the day, they don't let him back out. Ragnar opens the door for him, and Lagertha wraps her arm through his, and yeah, this is not how he meant to spend Easter. This fic is tagged OT3, My Writings, Modern AU, Vikings, Athelstan is a photographer, Ragnar and Lagertha are models. Let's be real. They took him back to the apartment, and they fucked him senseless. And they took pictures of the way his mouth stretched around Ragnar's cock, and how his dick looked, shiny and just sliding into Lagertha. She took pictures of Ragnar spreading Athelstan out, kissing and biting and sucking, rimming him until he was begging. She took pictures of the tears on his face, the way his hands reached, greedy, and she told him what to do, and she told Ragnar how to be gentle. And after, when they've all come and the fury of want is lessened, she hooks a leg over Athelstan's thighs, and Ragnar pulls him against his chest, and Athelstan realizes that he is never leaving. And he is never going to be able to explain this to his mother. The end.